U.S. Congress passed three crypto bills today. Here's what happened and here's what it means for crypto users. First up was the Genius Act. This proposes a regulatory framework for payment rails called stablecoins, the type of cryptocurrency token that's tied to the price of a government currency like the U.S. dollar. The legislation set down some requirements for reserve auditing so we can make sure how these stablecoins are backed, anti-money laundering laws to make sure they aren't being used for crime, and it sets some other stipulations for who can use them and how. For example, I think big banks are going to have the easiest time in the passage of this law starting their own stablecoins. I think small businesses, small banks, and companies who do transmit a lot of money but don't do it as their primary business, like Walmart and Amazon, are not going to have as easy a time as people thought getting stablecoins. And ultimately, it's good for consumers like us that more people will have more options to use crypto stuff. It'll save them money. I don't like that the people who are likely to benefit most from this on the corporate side are the big banks, the JP Morgans of the world. The Genius Act is currently awaiting President Trump's signature, and it is likely to be the first official crypto legislation ever passed. The second act is the Clarity Act, and this is like a market structure and jurisdiction legislation. It's going to tell whether a token is a security, a commodity, and whether the Securities and Exchange Commission or the CFTC has regulatory authority over this or that cryptocurrency token. This is going to reduce general compliance murkiness and all the token classification lawsuits we've seen in the last couple of years. The Clarity Act has passed the House, and its next step is to go to the Senate for a vote. Finally, the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act sounds like it came from 1984 and basically bans the Federal Reserve from issuing a central bank digital currency, a cryptocurrency that is controlled by the government the way our dollars are. By banning a CBDC, Congress really embraced the viewpoint of many crypto advocates who feel that surveillance could be an overreach. This really positions the United States as a privacy-friendly crypto hub in contrast to other nations who are exploring CBDCs like China. However, I will say it is against the grain of some of our past actions. Most notably in my mind is we've got some painful lawsuits against crypto companies because we are not very privacy friendly. First of them is the Tornado Cash lawsuit, the most important lawsuit happening right now for the crypto space. This one also just passed the House and needs to go to the Senate for another vote. Crypto markets are already reacting in a really positive way with some tokens setting big time gains. I expect this will lead to more institutional and retail adoption as stablecoins and tokenized assets become safer and more well-regulated. I also think it's going to help the U.S. compete in a more significant way with other crypto hubs abroad like Switzerland or Dubai or Singapore. The bottom line is we have a long way to go, but if you care about crypto, this is a good first step. So let me know if you have questions and what you think in the comments.